The K-Jazz Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
Maxwell Baloyi was born in Malamulele, Limpopo province, and of course he is a pianist, producer, arranger, lecturer and performer. He joins us as our first guest on the show this Sunday as he's about to release his brand new body of work he calls Healing Palms. And as always, you and I get to, you know, sit in the front row to this exclusive, and he joins us now on the line as he also gets ready for the launch event taking place later in the month of November. And as always, Kofifi FM, you are invited. Please help me welcome to the show Maxwell Baloyi. Welcome to the K-Jazz Show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Brother Marco.
Thank you for joining us. You know, I want to start, you know, with this one. You've had a fascinating journey from Emalamlele in Limpopo to becoming a respected pianist, producer, and educator. You know, maybe tell us a little bit more about your early years and what first drew you to music.
It's a very interesting journey, like you're saying. I mean, where I come from, Limpopo, it's a place where music is, when you talk about somebody who consider music as a career, it feels like it's not a joke, but it's not something that's very serious, more like a hobby. Not that there's no talent, there's a lot of talent, but I mean, lots of scholars from Limpopo, they don't really invest on this art form or given a chance in different fraternity to really be exposed to this so-called music as an art form. So what happened? It's a very interesting journey for me because I remember when I was young, I used to get inspired by my elder brother, because my brother is a bass player who never even went to school of music to learn bass. So way back then, he will come back with his bass and trying to figure out how to play this bass. And then later on, he will try by all means to show me some grooves, which of course they were a little bit hectic on me because I never had any training on playing bass. But he was a very patient guy. I mean, he's still patient as well because he still plays bass in church. And then later on, I joined a choir, which of course it was a choral music based choir in high school. And then later on, I managed to join adult choir, as much as I was not an adult by then. Learning all these different repertoires from your SJ course to Mbumgobani, you know. Then I had a friend who was interested in pursuing this music as a career. And then he told me that, you know what, I think the best thing after matric is to join KwaNatal, it was KwaNatal way back then, they're having light music. And light music for me was like a great concept. Well, what's light music? As much as I was curious, yeah. I was not even aware that this light music, it consists of improvisation as well and harmony. So fast forward, after matric, I went straight to Natal Technicon to do bridging. I think it was a year of bridging. And then later on, I went through the program, which was a diploma for 3 years. And I was specializing in jazz piano. I think way back then, it was headed by Demi Fernandez, yes, as a HOD.
Mm.
And Neil Gonsalves was my piano teacher, and Susan Berry.
Mm.
But through all this journey, Natal Technicon had other different concepts of teaching students, because we had mentors who will come through as well. I would say all the lecturers that were teaching Natal Tech, they had other gigs that were happening concurrently with the program as well. So we had privileges to like have Baum Selig as well coming through to the campus sometimes. And then your Madala Kunene as well. I think even Wao Mleleko came through as well. Johnny Clegg as well, because Neil Gonsalves used to play with Johnny Clegg. And we used to have, yes, Mambo Zimhlongo as well, coming through the campus as well. So as much as we had this so-called art form, jazz art form, We had a privilege to check other genres as well, and even to learn from these masters who were coming through the campus, because they were not exceeding us. Even the late Sandy Chang, may his soul rest in peace, the guitarist will come through as well sometimes to jam or to practice with the other musicians as well. And sometimes they will allow us to play with the bands as a sense of learning. So in
space.
Gap space, I mean to say, thank you. It will allow you to learn from school, but it will allow you to learn as well from the other environment, which of course is not non-formal based on the syllabus.
Mm. And sorry to cut you there, because I think you've just gone into a space where we're hearing an echo. And whilst you fix that, Kofifi FM, we're spending time, you know, with Max Baloyi this Sunday. He is our Africa artist, as we celebrate the best of Africans by Africans. And he's got a brand new project out, and he simply calls it Healing Palms. And he joins us to talk about this project. And of course, in this hour, we'll also be listening to music from this specific project. Now, Max, welcome back. As someone, you know, who's worked across various musical spheres, how would you describe your sound, you know, or maybe your musical identity?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think that's a brilliant question as well. So I've been struggling to really identify the sound. But later on, I think...
Sorry, Max, maybe come closer. Max, maybe come closer. Yeah, maybe come closer, because you've got...
Can you hear me now?
Yes, perfect. Yes, you can continue.
Hey, fine. Okay. So later on, I've managed to work with a master that really channeled the sound that I wanted to push in terms of this instrument called piano. I've met a maestro, and this is a legend. His name is Pops Mohammed, who plays indigenous instrument.
Mm.
Bra Pops taught me a method or a approach of playing the indigenous sounds on piano, not based on scales or chord changes, but the percussive rhythm. So now you realize, more especially on the project that I've been working on, most of the songs are not based on the progressions that are based on ostinatos. So it's just a repetition of a melody rather than based on the chord changes. And this is the, based on my opinion, this is how we Africans perceive the songs, not having progressions, but having repetition of a melody, because we play music for trance, we play music for healing, and then we play music to channel energy somewhere beyond where we are.
Fascinating conversation here on the KJ Show this Sunday, and we're speaking to Max Baloyi. He is our musical guest for Our Africa. Now, Max, you've built a solid career, you know, as an educator. You've also, you know, your approach, I suppose, to teaching and mentoring young musicians. You know, how do you do that? And what do you think is the most important lesson to impart to the next generations of musicians?
So the most important lesson to impart to the next generation, and it might sound as if it's a contradiction, because I'm an educator, you know, but I believe there's no way that you can go to an instrument or you can study an instrument being empty. So the technique might not be there, but the sound always exist. So the moment you try to renounce the sound that you've been listening to, the sound that you've been working on, the sound which is part of your culture, which is part of the sub-region where you are, now you're not going to be able to articulate what you think. Because the most important part is to articulate what you think and to articulate what you hear from your mind beyond what you know from the school.
Yeah. And of course, as we wrap up this part of that conversation, in your experience, what are some of the interesting challenges? And I know there's a lot of young musicians that listen to the KJ Show. What are some of the most interesting or common challenges that young musicians face today? And how do you, as an educator, guide them through overcoming those hurdles, both technically and creatively?
The most important part is not to be perfect in anything that you do. So my guidance, and I perceive this one as non-formal way of learning, because it's not part of the syllabus. Each and every time when you have time to compose something, it cannot be perfect, but the emotions are always perfect beyond the scale. So you must trust the process, but in the meantime, whatever you have is enough to offer beyond what the ears can perceive. I don't know if it makes sense. I know we artists, we tend to be complicated sometimes. So in a simple term, if you have a melody that's been ringing for such a long time, it's a beautiful melody. You have to record it. You're never going to be ready to record the melody. There is no level of playing the instrument. We're in the same level of playing the instrument, but we might not be in the same level when it comes to articulate the emotions. It depends on how, the time that you spend with emotions, and you end up building a muscle to articulate the emotions. And I believe music itself is spiritual, and it needs lots of emotions beyond the scale. And I'm not saying scale is not needed. It's needed, but we cannot avoid the emotions and the spirituality beyond that or behind the playing of the instruments.
Yeah. Really important conversations here on the Sunday. We're talking to Max Baloyi, and he is also a lecturer. So what you've just heard, of course, he's talking about some of the interesting things that we get, his students anyway, that we've got to, you know, go spend a moment in his classroom and listen to how he shares the knowledge and how to create the music here on the K-Jazz Show. Now, let's talk about the brand new project, you know, Healing Palms. Such an interesting... Let's talk about the meaning behind it and the concept, you know, that you were exploring in this work.
So it's so beautiful, and sometimes I even get overwhelmed to talk about this project, because brother Mark, to be honest, this project is old. It's old. Some of the composition are more than 20 years old. These are not new compositions. These are the songs that I've been playing for such a long time, and playing these songs for such a long time in the prep block through all the journey as well. Then later on I realized that recording this project, it will be beautiful, and as a solo piano project, and questions might arise from that. Why do you choose a solo piano? Most of the people will say, I think the first project, it's a little bit far much better to have people accompanying you. I chose solo piano on this project based on lots of elements, and not as an experiment, but as in trying to cover those spectrums that I was talking about, the rhythm as well, and the spaces and the ostinatos as well. And not excluding other band members. So within all this project, what I was trying to emphasize is I am playing this instrument as a piano, but based on African way of interpreting it. So the melodies are based on all these experiences that I've been going through, you know. Different country music. When you listen to the project, you hear a little bit of your Om Sangari from Mali, you know. You hear a little bit of Baba Tumani, who's a kora player. So what I've been trying to achieve on this project is to invite these instruments, indigenous instruments from different countries, but shape them on one instrument, which is a piano. And I accept that there are limitations on that, but the melodies tends to be interpreted based on the spectrum of looking at these instruments. So these limitations come through as, obviously, I'm not going to sound like an Mbira player.
Yeah.
But the resonance of Mbira always come through on each and every song that I'm playing, because I'm channeling the energy to be more, not more African, but more of, I don't know how to put it, but I'm trying to be more simple on the melody so that people can be able to sing the melody. Healing Palms is an invitation to heal the future, to heal the past, and to anticipate healing, because there are subconscious trauma, there's a conscious trauma as well that's existing in our body that we're not even aware. So I'm inviting people in different art form, because I believe each and every person is an artist.
Yeah.
And it's open for a debate, you know.
I believe
without art we're nothing, and without art we don't have voice. I mean, art is it's a prophecy. Art it's beyond what we know. Art is, and I'm I can be challenged on that. I think art is God, and art it's a sense of communication beyond what we know. So Healing Palm is an invitation that beyond me trying to heal from the past, beyond me trying to heal from the from everything that happens in the life that I don't even know, or from the ancestors' perspective.
Yeah.
Let's have a collective healing, but channeled in a sonic or in the frequency of music, which of course is sound this time.
And of course, Kofifi FM, you are invited to be part of this conversation here on the K Jazz Show. It's all about healing. It's all about gathering and being part of the African conversation when it comes to including the sounds of Africa and fusing it into, you know, all this inspiration that he has created. It's called Healing Palms, a project that he is launching when it comes to, I think, on the 21st of November 2024. Please tell us, you're hosting a special listening session. In fact, one of the other reasons why you're here, Brother Max, please tell us what, when, and where.
I'm holding a very special session, and little bit different from most of the sessions that I've attended, you know. And I'm not trying to be unique about this one. It's just it's a very sensitive space, and the type of project that I'm trying to invite people to. Healing Palms is we're having a listening session on the 21st of November. It will be in Entitled Basement in Braamfontein, and people can start doing the RSVP on my email, which is of course is on the poster. The it's a solo piano, but before the solo piano, the healing bath as well, where healing sounds that will be conducted by one of my good friends. And then we'll have a little bit of music as well based on the sonic that's confounding this healing frequency.
Yeah.
And then later on, I'll play the pieces or the ostinas or the themes that are part of this project.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say this is a performance. I will put this as a meditation because it needs a little bit of a concentration beyond. So I believe the audience that's coming to this Healing Palm session will be more of a quiet audience that is determined to listen, and not really listen to learn, but listen to remind ourselves of I exist within you, and we exist holistically within ourselves, so that we can be collective in healing the trauma and the past and the future as well.
Absolutely. A healing experience is on the cards for you. And of course, Kofifi FM, you are invited, as this is a free event happening on Thursday, the 21st of November, 2024. That is at the Untitled Basement in Braamfontein. Get yourself there. And I think let's talk about the time. What time do you kick off, Max?
8 o'clock, we'll start playing. I'll start playing at 8 o'clock, but before 8 o'clock, we'll have other sessions. We'll have Cool Affairs will be around as well to play some music. that's aligned, and there's a 30-minute session with a healing bark, a frequency, and then there are canvas as well, artwork, where people can have pics and mingle, you know, and we'll be having hard copies as well to sell to people, because remember, the Jazz Society believe on the hard copy.
Absolutely.
Well, we understand this part of, you know, Brother Mwako, the digital part as well. We understand, but we believe on the signed copy. So we'll be having hard copies as well. It will be going around 200 each, and I'll sign them for the jazz collectors. Not only just the jazz collectors as well, but for other people who are interested in having this healing palm as part of the journey.
Yeah. Look, we look forward to that. And of course, as we wrap up this conversation, of course, you and I, you know, what inspiration are you leaving us with, you know, after this conversation? You know, I'm talking about your fans, your students and listeners, you know, of the KJazz show as you launch, you know, Healing Palms. What would you like? What would be your final word, Sir Lecturer, you know, as you share and impart, and you encourage us to come and join you, you know, on the 21st?
Life itself is interdependent. There's no one who's living his life or a life separated from everyone. So we are our destiny to be where we are each and every time. But we must open ourselves to help other people, and we must open ourselves to listen to each other beyond. So it means even the birds that are singing beautiful melodies that we have to take care of, and we listen to what they're singing. So there's no coincidence in everything that's happening. But the most important part, we must be patient when it comes to this part of healing, because it takes a little bit of time, and we must always spread love and light to each and every person and to each and every being.
Spread light to every single person and every being here on the KJazz show. We look forward to seeing you at the launch, Brother Max. And of course, I'm waiting for my signed copy, which I'm going to be in the audience to make sure that I get. And of course, thank you so much
you
for
so
joining
much.
Us, you know, this Sunday
thank
as
so
we
much.
Listen closer to the brand new offering. He is pianist, producer, arranger, lecturer, performer, Bulani Maxwell Baloyi. And he is on the KJazz show.